Mekuta Sichas Chelik Tazvov, Parsha Vayera, Sicha Aleph. From Pasuk Vayemru Elov Aye Sari Ishtecha, from the Pasuk that says that the Malachim said to him, to Avram Avinu, where is Sari, your wife? Is Rashi Matik Deverter Vayemru Elov? Rashi quotes the words in the Pasuk, and they said to him, on his Mefarish, and he explains as follows, Nokud Al Aleph Yudvov, Sheba Elov. There are dots in the Sefer Torah. There are dots added to the words, to the letters Aleph Yud Vav in the word Elov. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Makom She Hakosav Riba Al Hanakuda, Raba Al Nakuda. Wherever the words, which without letters, are more than the words with letters, Ata Deirish Shesaksab, you expound on, do you focus on the letters without the dots? The kan hanukuda rabba alaksav. Over here, however, the word, the letters in the word elov, which have dots on them, are more than the letters without dots. There are three letters with dots, only one letter without a dot. Atadayrush hanukuda. So you focus and you expound the letters which do have the dots. What that means is Sha'af l'sara shalu ayay Avram, that the letters with dots come out to the word ayay, where is he? So this teaches us that they also asked Sarah, where is he? The pasuk only says that they said to Avram, where is Sarah? But what it means is, what it means to teach us is that they also asked Avram, where is, they also asked Sarah, where is Avram? Ayay, where is he? Lobmadnu. So from this we learn sheyishol adam bachsanya shaloi, that a person should always inquire from the people, the host that he's staying by, leisha leisha, he should ask the man about his wife, or leisha leisha, and he should ask the wife about the husband. And noch is Rashi mamshich b'bab metziah imim. Then Rashi continues on for something. He continues his commentary, which will be explained soon. First, we're going to focus on these words of the Rashi. Is in demnish vashtanik. So in this that we just taught, we need to understand. Number one, Rashi's pirush dach l'chayra b'leizei from vart elov. Rashi seems to be focusing only on the word elov to explain about the dots and so on. Favos izer matik eichtem vart v'yemru. Why does he also quote from the pasuk the word they said, if he's only explaining the word elov? Number two, Rashi brings the nama from Bala Maimer, nor when does his Gitsu and Avonis in Rashi doesn't quote the name of who said what he is quoting, unless adding the name tells you something more about to how to understand what's going on. So the question is, was for a Tavis Avona kumdatsu durch zogen as the klal b'chol makim shaksav is gizogav on Reb Shimon Elazar. So what is added to understanding the idea that wherever the words with the letters without the dots are more, or the letters with the dots are more, how does it make it more understandable by telling us that it was Reb Shimon ben Elazar that said it? Number three, the klal kol makim, when you say everywhere, daf hab mabir, this klal that wherever the letters are without dots are more, the letters with dots are more, that in itself needs to be understood. What if Silivaz Dafman Marba Zaina Kudas Bisol Zaina Kuda Rabba Alaksav? In a case where you want to expound, let's say, like in this case, on the three letters which have dots on them, Aleph Yudvav, the purpose of adding the dots is to draw your attention to those letters, so that there will be more letters with dots, and therefore you will expound on the words Aleph, on the letters Aleph Yud Vav. Because if there are more letters with dots on them, so then you know you have to focus on those letters. So the question is, since the other side of that rule is that where the letters which don't have dots are more than the letters that do have dots, you're meant to focus on the letters without the dots. Is doch genug zu menaket sein, dem miut von nicht und die nicht gedarschen der Eisjes. So it would be, therefore, the rule in itself doesn't seem to make sense, because why not just put dots on the smaller amount of letters, and therefore you'll know that you have to focus on the other letters, the ones without the dots. Since the point is drawing you your attention to a specific set of letters, so wherever they are more, don't put the dots on those letters, put the dots on the least amount of letters, the ones that you're not meant to focus on, and therefore you'll know that you have to focus on the ones without the dots. So therefore you'll always end up putting less dots on the letters. And then you would just focus on the letters without the dots, and you would know that those are the ones that you need to focus on, the ones without the letters. So, bring it to our case. So, benit nidan, to make it more clear, we'll look at it in this case. In order to draw our attention to the fact that we are meant to focus on the letters Aleph Yudvav, it would be enough to put one dot on the fourth letter in the word, which is Alav Lamed. And since you want to focus on the Aleph Yudvav, put a dot on the Lamed, since there are more letters which don't have dots. But then what megadash the Isis Aleph Yudvav mitzadam klal shaksav rabba on the kuda der shaksav, and then you would have to focus on the Aleph Yudvav, because you have the rule that if there are more letters without dots, focus on those letters. So then just add a dot to the Lamed, then you know you have to focus on the other three word letters. Why do you have to add dots to three letters in order to draw attention to those letters? Easier to add one dot to the Lamed, and therefore, you know, don't focus on the Lamed, focus on the other three letters, and you know that you have to focus on Aleph Yud Vav, and that is Ayoy, and they asked, where is he? Where is Avram? So in other words, the whole rule needs to be understood. What's the point of having more letters with dots, if you can just as easily have dots on less letters, and that will draw your attention to the bigger group of letters which don't have dots? Number four, Noisif of the Shverikaiten in the Pirush Rashi Elasar. In addition to the difficulties that we just said of Rashi here, is da oich faran astira mitzadam vayte de Pirush Rashi. There also seems to be a contradiction from a later Rashi to this rule. Further in Chumash, where it talks about the daughters of Lot, that they gave him wine to drink, and so the pasuk says he didn't know about her lying down and her getting up, about his daughters. Noach didn't know. Zokt Rashi, Lot didn't know. Zokt Rashi, so Rashi says, Ubekuma, that on the word Bekuma, Nokud, there is dots on the word Bekuma, when she got up. Loimar, to tell you, Shebekuma Yoda, the dots draw your attention to the fact that when she got up, he did know. He didn't know when she lay down, but he did know when she got up. Zetmendochtafun, so we see from this, what it means to say is that he didn't know when she lied down next to him, but eventually he became aware, and when she got up, he already knew what happened. Zetmendochtafun, so we see from this, as Nikud kumt oike seinem Wort, that when you put letters, in this case, when you put the letters on those words, on the word Bekuma, it comes to uproot the meaning of Bekuma. The pasuk says, he did not know when she got up. And the dots tell you, he did know when she got up. So in other words, it takes away the simple meaning, the literal meaning of the pasuk, and draws your attention that there is a change. He did know when she got up. Is wie stimmt das mit dem Wort, dem was Rashi sagt, da? So how does that fit with what Rashi says here? B'shas nekuda, rabba alaksav, ata derisha nekuda. So how does that fit with what Rashi says here? That when there are more letters with dots, you're meant to focus on those letters. In other words, that it emphasizes more strongly those letters, or that word. So the Bekuma should have meant especially when she got up, he didn't know. And here, there, Rashi says that because of the dots, it means to uproot the meaning of the word nekuma or lo yada bekuma, that he didn't know when she got up, and it tells you that he did know when she got up. So it uproots the words with the dot, rather than focusing or emphasizing or putting more emphasis on the word of bekuma. So that's about the first part of the Rashi. The Noch is Rashi Mamsho. Then Rashi continues in his commentary in Zobn de Ramasul, in the same Rashi. He doesn't start a new Rashi. And he goes on to say, but Baba Metzia Aymrim, in Baba Metzia they said, Yoidim hoyu malach ha-shara sari yimeinu heichen hoysa. The three malachim, they knew where Sarah was. Ella, why did they ask, where is she? La'idia shetznua hoysa. They made known that she was modest. They lechavav al baila, so that her husband would feel even more close and endeared to her. She would be more endeared to her husband. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, "Kedei lishker la kaisel bracha." In order to send her, the reason they asked where she is in order to send her a cup of blessing. In other words, the cup of wine that they drank, that they made a blessing. The leftovers, they wanted to send it to her as a blessing. Is in demnish vashtandik. So this we also have to understand. Number one, yoidim hayu k'dei v'chavava, they did know where she was, but in order to endear her to her husband, k'dei v'shagarlo, or to send her a cup of wine, is abir nisht eif nikud al ayoy Avram. All this doesn't explain anything about ayoy, where is he? In other words, what Rashi began to say, why there are dots on the words aleph yud, on the letters aleph yud vav, to ask where is Avraham, but rather Narav Ayeseri Ishtecha, that he's going back now to explain where is Sarah your wife. Hatach Rashi gedafte Shreibmen abazunda de Ramaschel. So Rashi sort of started a new Rashi to explain the reason why they asked where is Sarah. He goes away already from explaining that they were also asking where is Avraham, and he goes on to a new subject. Why did they ask where is Sarah? So that should have been a new subject. It's a new subject that should have started. Rashi should have started a new Rashi to explain this new question. And it doesn't come as a continuation to explaining the letter, the dots on the letters Aleph Yud Vav, and so on. So why does he make it as if it's one continuous explanation? The kasha is nochshark, and this question becomes even stronger. Thus, what Rashi brings from Baba Metzia, Shetznua Haisa, the explanation that Rashi brings that she was modest and that's why she was in the oil, is Astira Tzedas Cholo Sha'af L'Sara Sholu. That seems to contradict or go against that which he says at the beginning, that they asked Sarah, where is Avram? Vos is L'Chayre Heipach Atznias, for the men, the Malachim that came as men, to be engaging Sarah in conversation, that doesn't seem to be an expression of modesty. So that is an idea which is immodest. Then he goes on to say that she was modest, and that's what they were trying to draw attention to her. Is vi brengt Rashi beidin yonim behemshul zelazeh? So how does Rashi bring them as one continuous discussion? Doing something that is immodest, she was modest. If you put it in two separate explanations, so they're unrelated to each other, there's two approaches to this. But if he puts it as one continuous explanation, which contradict each other, that makes the question even greater. Number two, Slivos is Rashi Metzayin as Yoidim Hoyu, is Gezogivorn in Baba Metzia. Why does Rashi point out that where was this said? In Baba Metzia, it's told that she was modest. Why do we have to know that it comes from Baba Metzia? Number three, Favos de Mont Rashi den Balamaima from Kedela Shager, Amarav Yosef Bar Chanina. Why does Rashi have to quote the name of the person who said that they were sending her a cup of wine? Why is it important to know that it's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina? Number four, Favos ham de Malochem geschickt, Sora von Zeir Keishel Bracha. Why did the Malochem send to Sarah a cup of blessing, the wine, from their cup? Befrata, especially that this also seems to be immodest for a strange man to send a cup of wine to a woman, to someone else's wife, seems also immodest. Why did they have to send wine? Avram could have given from his cup of wine to Sarah. Why the cup of blessing could have come from Avram? Why does it have to come from them? Number five. Rashi da zok drei taimim avdem vaze malachim am gefrekt ayei Sarah. Rashi explains three reasons why the malachim asked about where Sarah is. The first one is sheyishol adam bachsani sheloi leisha leisha, that a person, when a person is being hosted somewhere, he should ask out of courtesy. He should ask the husband about the wife. So that's one reason why they ask where she is. Number two, leidia shetznua haisa, to draw Avram's attention to the fact that she is modest, in order to endear her to him. And number three, kedei l'shagala, in order to send her a cup of wine. Is nishmuvin, so we have to understand, fabas muzmin hobn drei taimin, why does Rashi have to give three explanations, three reasons why they asked? Once is nishmaspik, ain't tam. Normally one reason is enough to explain what the pasuk is saying, unless there is some question which is left unanswered. So why here does Rashi need three reasons for this question that they asked? Number six, Nochmer. This becomes even greater, the question. Rashi atoch shein friyem mefarish given. Rashi already earlier explained as ene fundi matoros fun zeh shlichus is given levaser esara, that one of the purposes of these three malachim coming to Avram was in order to give Sarah the good news that she's going to have a child. Is toch bemelef hashtandig bepashtus. As the shayla ayis arishdech is given, so onzogin ir de psura. So then it doesn't even need explanation why they were asking where is Sarah. They're meant to tell Sarah the good news that she's having a child. Obviously, they have to know where she is in order to give her the message. When we estate gleich weiter, and as it in fact says in the pasuk right after, vayomer v'hine ben lo sarah yishdech v'sarah shemas, and he said that Tavram, that your wife will have a child. And Sarah was hearing from inside the oil. So in other words, he meant to be able to tell the message in a way that Sarah would hear it, and that's why he needed to know where she is. It's liv vazdaf Rashi v'chlal zuchen u'zogin under the time. So why does Rashi have to look for reasons why they were asking about Sarah? And he gives three other reasons, not even the reason which seems the simple and logical explanation. Isaiah fragen Ayesar Ishtecha. Number seven, the drei time of Rashi bringt, seine drei besondere time of Habnish kan Shaykhus ended zum zweiten. The three reasons that Rashi gives are three separate reasons, one is unrelated to the other. Hein Favos schreibt ze Rashi in Ein Hemshech. So why does Rashi write them as one continuous explanation? Nish zugem dik aloshen dovarachar, not saying something, let's say, one explanation is this, then there is another explanation, then there is a third explanation. He doesn't say any of that. He just says all three as one continuous narrative, without saying another say and there's another explanation, as if they're all one flow. They all go from each other, and not that they're three separate explanations. Does also Fernando tell, if he said there's another explanation which sort of separates them into three separate explanations. The kasha is noch stark, and this question becomes even more. In the sechte ba mitziyah state, loit unze girse, in the sechte ba mitziyah, what is written about this? Kedei lechabava, in order to endear her to Avram, that to draw his attention that she is modest. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina said, kedei l'shager, in order to send her wine. The way the Gemara phrases it, Rabbi Yosef Chanina Omar, the nomen from the Baba Maimah, Fardem Vort Omar, by saying the name of the person before the word said, Weist, that indicates, as Rabbi Yosef Chanina kriegt Eifen Tam Kedei Lechavva, that Rabbi Yosef Chanina argues, in other words, the earlier one said this, Rabbi Yosef Chanina says something else. By putting it the way the Gemara puts it, that separates it into two opinions. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Omar, he says, no, a different explanation. Und Rashi is Mishana, but Rashi changes it from that phrasing. Und schreibt, and he writes, Omar Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said, not Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina came along and said, but not Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina that disagrees and says, but said Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, was the Lashon Omar far Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, when you put the word Omar, he said, before the name of the person, Vaistas Kedei L'Shagia, Kum Behemshuch Tzedek Kedei L'Chavava. That so indicates that it is all one, that he's not arguing on what the person said before, he's adding to what the person said before. That's how in Hebrew or in Aramaic, that's how it comes out. When you say Omar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, it could be just adding to what the previous person said. When you say Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omar, it means he is disagreeing with what the person earlier said. So the way the Gemara puts it, it's separated into two separate explanations. Rashi changes from the way the Gemara phrases it and puts the Omar before Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and he makes it seem as if it's one continuous explanation. Gimel, the Bir b'cholanal. So the explanation of this whole Rashi is Mitzayim Pirush Vayemru Eilav of Aren't Rashi. By explaining the words Vayemru Eilav, Rashi is coming to explain. Vibal das the pashtus as in pashtus kum de shaila ayisar shtichem ba zusammen mit gedele vaser sara. Since, as we said before, the question where is Sarah seems to be in continuation to what Rashi said, that they came to give her the news that she will have a child. So that leaves the question. This mission of giving Sarah the message that she's going to have a child was the mission of one of the malachim. Rashi is medayik frier, as Rashi actually points out earlier, Echad l'vaser esara, that one of the angels was there. He explains why three angels came, what each one's mission was, and one of them was there in order to give esara the good news. And therefore, that's why, because it was only one of their mission, one of those angels' mission, to tell her the news, that's why. As Rashi says, the Pasuk says, and he said, I will return in a year and Sarah will have a baby. Vine ben Sarah ishtecha. Vayomer v'loshin yochid. He said, and singular, not they said, the three malachim. So he explains, why does it say he said? Because it was only one of them that was there to tell her the news. Isfavosh teidov vayomeru loshin rabin. So then why over here does it say, and they said, where is Sarah your wife? As ala drei malachim am gefrekt ayi Sarah. If it's only one of them needs to give her the message, why do all three have to ask where is Sarah? The midvertach for Emfed was Rashi is maitik eichdem vod vayomru, and this also explains why Rashi quotes from the pasuk also the words vayomru, because that is the basis of the whole explanation of Rashi. Why does it say they said where is Sarah? This needs to be explained. If it said he said, then we would understand he has to give her the message. Because Rashi is coming to explain why does it say it in the multiple they said. So that's the question that Rashi is dealing with. If them empat Rashi, so Rashi comes along and answers, Lulamdeinu, that it comes to teach us, that this is teaching us that a person should inquire about their host, about the, from the husband to the wife to the husband, and so on. And since all the malachim ask where is she, is thus nishke de levaser esara. So therefore, we must say that it's not there in order to know where she is, so they can give the message. Because why do all of them have to know? Then it would say only once asked. The far vile medafregen b'achsan yelush alisha, and the reason that they all asked is because that's courtesy. Courtesy is that you ask your host how everything is. And that's what it's coming to teach us. When Ayyayis, as from Vayyayim Roloshan Rab, and since from the word they said, is da hechrech haif limud shiyish lodem achsanya, that's what teaches us that there is something to be expounded here, and that is that the courtesy is that you ask, bas dos meit mitzadim zolben tam, say le'isha le'isha. And since, as courtesy, you're meant to ask the husband, where is the wife? And the wife, where is the husband? or how is the husband? So therefore we understand that if they asked Avram, where is Sarah, about Sarah, in other words, they inquired about Sarah, they must have also asked Sarah about Avram, they must, because that's part of the courtesy. So then why isn't it told in the Pasuk, if the Pasuk is teaching us this courtesy, so then why doesn't it say they asked Sarah, where is Avram? Zokt Rashi, therefore Rashi says, as the far, Muzman Zong, that therefore we have to say, as do is there Nikud, if Aleph Yud Vav Shube Elov, Shaykh Tzub Shudish L'mikra. That's why, because this becomes what the Pasuk is teaching, the simple meaning of why it says Vayomru, that it's teaching us the courtesy of the matter. So the question becomes, why didn't they ask back? Why didn't they ask Sarah, how is Avram? Therefore we must say that in this case, the dots on the word Aleph Yud Vav, which teach us that they did ask Sarah, where is Avram, is something of the simple meaning of the Pasuk. This belongs and is connected to the simple understanding of the Psukim. Hagamas Bekama Mekaymas is Rashi Nishma Farish Dem Nikud. Even though in other places in the Torah, where there is dots on the letters, Rashi doesn't explain what the dots indicate, because it's not important to the Pshuta Shulmikra, there's a simple understanding. And therefore, he doesn't connect it to, it's not connected to Pshuta Shulmikra, Rashi doesn't focus on it. But here, it is connected to the Pshuta Shulmikra, because it needs to explain why they didn't ask Sarah where Avram is. So therefore, Rashi says, yeah, they did. The dots tell us that they asked Sarah where Avram is also. V'alashitasa is das nishta muchach diketelfna havonas pshudus l'mikra, because according to Rashi, generally understanding what the dots are telling us is unrelated to the pshudus l'mikra, so where it's not related to the simple meaning, he doesn't bother to explain it. But over here, it is connected to the simple understanding. And that's why he points out the whole thing about the dots and the letters and so on, and that they were asking Sarah about Avram as well. Dalit, as bleibt doch am nishverstandig, but it still leaves a question. The rule sheyishol adam b'chsanya, that a person should ask about their host, is bepashas ha'inyan fin shilas sholem, is generally what it means is you should inquire about asking how they are and so on. Fregen b'shleimus shel Sarah is doch kein nafkeminin is vui zigefinzach. So asking Avram, how is your wife doing? What do they have to know where she is in order to be able to ask him that question? So why were they asking, where is she? Why does it concern them where she is, if it's just to ask about her? The far is Rashi Mamshich, and that's why Rashi continues, that there's another explanation as well. That over there in Baba Metzia they said, Kedei Lachavava, in order to be able to endear her to her husband, they wanted to point out that she is modest. And another explanation, or to send her kashul bracha. As does the malachim am di shayla b'shleima, that this question that the malachim were asking about her, which is the courtesy that they were trying to fulfill, that's why they phrased it in such a way, gizokt inam loshen aye sara. That's why they phrased it, where is she? As kedei l'chavava, kedei l'shager, they brought it out in such a way in order to either endear her by pointing out that she's modest, or in order to send her the wine. But the simple, the direct explanation is they were inquiring about her. Why in these words? That's explained by the second two answers. The mitzvahs Rashi brings from Baba Metzia Euch Leidishus Tznuya Haisa Farenfet Nochashayla. By telling us the answer of Baba Metzia, that they were telling him, notifying him that she is modest, answers another question. Avort odaran ois vos hotav zicha nikud, a word or a letter that has a dot on it, vais das de vort oda ois is andish von andere verte. The reason you put a dot, the Torah puts a dot on it, is to show that these letters are different than the other letters. That's why there's a dot on them. In vos pashteit the andishkeit, how are they different? Zogn as the nikud kumt in es in ganzem meichig sein, to say that putting a dot on a letter comes to eliminate that letter, that you're meant to ignore that letter altogether.
You can't say that that's the, at least in the simple understanding, you can't say that's what it means. Because if it meant to eliminate those letters altogether, why do you write the letters and then put a dot on them to eliminate them? Just don't write them in the first place. So therefore that can't mean the simple meaning.
Therefore we have to say, that what it's coming to do is it's coming to soften, to take away some of the impact of those letters, as I'll explain in a minute. As Rashi says, on the words Vayishakeyu, which is written by Esav, that Esav, when they met, he met with Yaakov, when Yaakov was coming back from Lavan, Esav came to meet him and then he kissed him. So on the words Vayishakeyu, when he kissed him, there is also dots. So Rashi explains there, Nekuda zu loymar, the dots are there to tell us, shaleinoshka b'chol libay, that he didn't kiss him with his full heart. In other words, it wasn't really meant as a friendly kiss, you know, the way you would expect what a kiss usually means. So in other words, he did kiss him, but he didn't really mean it sincerely. It softens the word, and he kissed him, to take out some of the meaning of what usually a kiss means. That's one explanation. Or also Rashi gives a second explanation about what it means, that noshkoi b'chol libay, that he did kiss him with his full heart. So then what does that mean? How does that take away the meaning of a yishakeyu, or at least soften the meaning of a yishakeyu? Nishdegeveinlecha Esav's neshika, because generally what would you expect from Esav kissing Yaakov? It would go according to the rule as Avodah Halacha, as Esav sayin el Yaakov. Generally, when Esav kisses Yaakov, because of the rule that Esav hates Yaakov, so you would expect the kiss to be a false kiss, the way Esav normally kisses Yaakov. He doesn't really mean it. In this case, he was kissing him with his full with full sincerity. In other words, it takes away it softens the meaning of a yishakeyu. This was not the normal Esav's kiss. This was a real kiss. So in other words, even though these two explanations are contrary to each other, one is that he kissed him sincerely and one is that he didn't kiss him sincerely, but in both cases, the dots soften the meaning of a yishakeyu. Depends what you consider a Esav's kiss. That's all. So that's one explanation of what the letters do. They soften the meaning of the word, of the letters. Oder nochmer, or you can say it a little differently. As the nikud is oikir mimekoymer al-koponim echiburei v'nekra even, that the dots, they uproot the meaning of those letters, as in the word nekra even, oikir from the... Like it talks about a kohen, if he was standing in the Beis Hamikdash and serving, doing his avodah, and one of the stones that paved the floor of the Azara where he was standing came loose from its mooring in the floor. So he's standing on a loose stone, and the question is, can he be yotze the avodah by standing on a loose stone? It's not attached to the floor of the Azara. So in other words, the word nekra means that it's there, but it is unattached to the place where it's meant to be. Is devart. So it's. So in other words, the dot uproots that word. What does it mean? For instance, Rashi zokt in Ayvaleyada b'shichva b'kuma. What we quoted before, that Rashi says that he didn't know, Loit didn't know when she lied down, when she got up. As the nikadayv ubakuma kumzog as bakuma yada, so it's coming to tell us that when she got up, he did know. Other kidla kaman as it is nisht. So in other words, that by bakuma it separates the word bakuma from the word lo yada. The bakuma was there, but it disattaches it from the word lo yada because bakuma he did know. So that's what the dots are coming to do. Erizim nishmeichik, but it doesn't erase the words bekuma. It doesn't completely remove the words bekuma. It just separates it from the earlier word, from the continuous flow that you would expect. So it separates it out from that explanation. He really didn't know when she got up. To explain, behemshech tzu v'layod b'shich v'bekuma. What is the Torah? The story goes on after telling us that he did not know when she lied down and when she got up. The pasuk vaita. The pasuk tells us further. Vayhi mimacharas. And what happened the next day? Nashkenu yayin. They said, let's do it again. Let's give him a lot of wine again. We'll get him drunk, and we'll do it again. Is doch nishmuma. So we have to understand. Vibal das bekumal yoda. Since we are told that when she got up, he didn't know. In other words, Lloyd knew when she got up. He knew what happened. What are they going to do? They're going to get him drunk again. He knows already what's going on. Nor the beer is, so the explanation is, as dos was bekume yoda is gezogevar nor benigei Lloyd, that he did know that she got up. It isn't that everybody knew what was going on. It was only in regards to Lloyd. Lloyd knew that she got up. He knew what happened. But they, the girls, the daughters, they still thought that he didn't know what happened. When the far, that's why in their mind they thought that he had no idea what happened. Let's do it again. The word bekuma is neker from leyada Lloyd. In other words, that the words and when she got up has been unattached, or it's lost its mooring to the word loya, that he didn't know, only in regards to light. Light knew what was going on. But as far as the girls were concerned, they thought that it was still, he didn't know that she got up. But the word loya da bekuma, as far as the daughters are concerned, they thought that it was still so, that he had no idea what happened. So in other words, that the dots on the letters, they didn't uproot the word completely. They just slightly changed it, because Lloyd knew what was going on. They still thought that he didn't know what was going on. So it slightly softens the meaning of the word lo yoda. The funus verstanding benidin didan. From this we understand also in our case, in this Rashi, as we bow the oisis aleph yudvav shebe aleph zainamenu kodai, since those letters aleph yudvav have dots, vaistes, it indicates, as the shaylat sasora ayah Avram is given nish betoikiv kolkach, that they're asking her, Sarah, where is Avram? It was said in a softer way than asking him, where is she? The Shaila Elov to Avram, as when they asked Avram, where is Sarah? They did ask her, but it's only indicated in a way, you know, the dots are there in order to indicate that they also asked her, where is he? Und der Mitvet verempfert, and this explains, Favos hat gedacht sein, der Nikud auf der drei Oises von Elov, why, that explains also why the dots were written on the three letters Ayoi. Hagames wohl gewen an nikud aufn nor von lamet dort men euch gedaschen der eises aye, even though, as he asked before, if you would have put a dot on the letter lamet, you would have also known to focus on the letters aleph yud vav. But this answers it, varim kenal kol magen shaksav rabban kodat der shaksav, that's the reason that you would have known to darshan the aleph yud vav. The explanation, the reason is, while from them was the nikud of the oisis aleph yud vav, because when you put the dots on the letters aleph yud vav, veismen as the shayla ayah Avram is nishgivem in tatoikiv. So we know that these letters are meant to be softened. So the question, where is he, that they asked to Sarah, was said with less emphasis than when they asked Avram, where is Sarah? And the point of the letters, the dots on the letters, is to soften those letters. If you put the dot on the lamed, so then the lamed would have been softened, not the aleph yud vav. And what he's trying to say here is that aleph yud vav should be softened. That the question to Sarah was said with less emphasis than the question to Avram, where is Sarah? As he'll explain. In vos pashtei dechlishus in dem shayla ayi Avram. How was the question to Sarah said in a less emphatic way than the question to Avraham about Sarah? Es ist verstandig von dem, was Rashi bringt von Bab Metzia, Leidir Shetznua Haisa. We understand from what Rashi brings from Bab Metzia that they were trying to tell him that she is modest. Vibalda Sarah is given at Snua. So since Sarah was a modest woman, is the Svarim Achayev, so this, logically, it forces you to say, as euch de Shaila Ayy Avraham, am ne Malachim bei ihr gefragt nicht, in an Eufen de Pirsen begiloi, that if she is such a modest woman, so then, when they're trying to ask Sarah about Avram, they couldn't be speaking in the way, same way that they would be speaking to Avram about Sarah, because men asking men is, you ask as a conversation. But when they ask her, it obviously has to be said as one would say it to a modest woman. This is given by Eivin Shaltznias, that it must have been said in a way that would be considered modest. Appropriate, the way it would be appropriate for a man to speak to a woman. Like them is moving. So according to this we understand, as thus was Rashi brings from Bab Metzia, Leidir Shetznua Haisa, that when Rashi brings they were trying to tell him that she is modest, is as Nishna Nishkain Stirit Zum Pirish after the Sarah Sholo Ayy Avram. Not only does this not contradict that the idea that they were trying to bring out that she is modest, nor adarav, but to the contrary, dafke durdem vet mevur was the oisus alav yud vav zayinu menukudas. In fact, this explains why the dots appear on the letters alav yud vav and not on the lamed, because it has to work with the rule that Sarah is modest, and that's why it was dotted on the alav yud vav. That explains why those letters are dotted and not the easier way, which would have been just to dot the lamed, and you would still know that you have to look at the aleph yud vav. Zayin. The tam was beim pirush yodim hayu v'chulu leidir shetznua haisa. Is Rashi makdim b'baba metzia emrim. The reason that Rashi tells us that this comes from Baba Metzia is val de'aschola, the klal from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, shteit oichim bereishis rabbah. Because the beginning of this, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that you have to ask the woman the courtesy of asking each one of your hosts about the other one. That's also recorded in Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis. Zokt Rashi. So therefore Rashi is telling us, as a bring them hemshuch from Baba Metzia dafke. I am not quoting from Bereishis Rabbah here, I'm quoting from Baba Metzia. Und das kum behemshuch und against zeh. He's quoting it from Baba Metzia Dafke because the continuation that he was trying to draw his attention that she is modest, that is in Baba Metzia. So in other words, it's not just that he gives you the rule from Bereishis Rabbah, he wants you to understand that it's being quoted from Baba Metzia along with what is written after that, that it was the point was to bring out that she is modest. The Ribbit is the Bai Rashi Madgish Baba Metzia Oimrim, and that's why Rashi says, they say, as der inya was steht in Baba Metzia, Leidir Shetznua Haisa, is Oimrim Stam. That this idea that they were drawing his attention that the fact that she is modest is they say. The Shtimta Libidu Kulama, everybody agrees about that. It's not something that only some say. Everybody says so. Oicha Libidu Rab Shimon Elazar Bazok, Sha'afla Sarah Shalu, even according to Rab Shimon Elazar, who says that they were asking her about him, which seems to contradict the rule that she is modest. So he said, no, Reb Shimon Elazar also agrees that she was modest, and that was the point. The reason, and it's all brought out from the fact that the letters are dotted on Aleph Yud Vav, that they asked it in a way that would be appropriate as Tznius. Nafilu Oich, Alibid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Vazok, who says that the reason was in order to send her a cup of wine, even he agrees, it works even with him. What are they sending her a cup of wine? That seems to be immodest. No, it works even according to him. Because even sending her wine was also not a contradiction to the fact that she is modest, that it's all done in a context of modesty, as will be explained in a moment, a little later. So the point is, Baba Metzia Imrim, everybody agrees that Tznua was, you know, was the was right about Sarah, and whatever the explanation is, even though if it sounds like it's not necessarily in that it doesn't seem to work with Tznua Haisa, they all agree that Tznua Haisa, and it does work with Tznua Haisa. But the Pirush Leidia Shetznua Haisa is Nishmaspik, but still it's not enough to explain that the reason that they asked him about her was in order to draw attention to the fact that she is Tznua. That's not enough of an explanation. But Avraham Matar Givust Asar is Tznua, because this is not something new to Avram that they are letting him know that she is modest. He knew that. And they also, they were angels, so they knew that he knows. In other words, the whole point of asking was only to endear her to him, to point out, to bring to his attention once again that she is Tznua. So that's the point. So in other words, that it weakens sort of the explanation of pointing out to Avraham Avinu that she is Tznua is not something that it needs to be pointed out to him. It's just something that, all right, let's, you know, draw attention to the fact that she's such a special woman. But that sort of weakens the explanation. The Ribir is Rashi Maisiv. That's why Rashi adds another explanation. As the Malacham Am Gehada by Nochatam, that they had another reason why they asked where she is. In order to send her the cup. But this explanation is not enough either. Since they knew, as Malachim, they knew where she was, then they didn't have to ask where is Sarah. They know where she is. The Fazak Rashi. So therefore, that doesn't explain why they asked in order to send her the wine. They know where she is, so what are they asking for? The Fazak Rashi, Ados was Meider given Belushainim, ungefrekt Ayesar Ishtecha, that the reason that they asked this question, where is Sarah, which they really didn't need to ask, is Bechteyaz Avram Zolzei, the Darfen Emferen was in order to elicit an answer from Avram. They were trying to draw out the answer from Avram, und Durdem Mesim Levzain as Hineba Oil, and therefore he would have to bring it to his attention in order to answer them. She's in the oil. In the tent. In other words, that they were just trying to bring out. So each one of the answers is not enough of an answer. Together, they sort of give two halves of a reason why they asked him where she is. Another greater explanation that we have from that the reason is in order to send her wine. Why that is a better explanation than simply drawing Avram's attention to the fact that she is modest. In order to bring out the point that that Sarah was modest, it's only important to know that she is not out and about. Aziz Nishma Makamagoli, that she's not in a place which would be considered to be immodest. But not the fact, not the positive explanation. In other words, where is she is not really important. What's important is where she's not. She's not out in the public. Where exactly she is, what do you care where she is? Azikvinso Ba'il, is it important that she is actually in the tent? Base Kmutza with Ba'ohel, she is in the tent, in the Babustan Oil, in other words, in the tent, the known tent. Why do they have to know which exact tent she is in? All they have to be pointing out is that she's not where would be, you know, out in the public. So why does the answer Hine Ba'ohel, how does that bring out Snua? So the explanation of why they were asking where is Avram in order to tell him that she is Tznua, for that you wouldn't need the answer, she is in the tent. It doesn't matter where she is as long as she's not in public. But according to the second reason that Rashi gives in order to send her the cup of wine is Negein the Genoya art. For that it is important exactly where she is, that she's in the tent was important. In order to know where to send the wine. Yud.
The time was the Malachim haben gedarft schicken Soron von Zeya Kaishel Bracha. Why did the Malachim send her from their cup? Hagamas Chayra hat Avram ihr gekannt geben von sein Kaishel Bracha, since Avram could have sent from his cup. So as he asked before, that doesn't seem to be Tznua. So how does that fit with the explanation that she is Tznua, that they're sending her wine? Is Bubim Bapashtus. That can be understood simply. Since Avraham Avinu's Achnasas Orchem was done in the ultimate degree, is Avraham given in ganzen Vernommen Meshamesh sein dem Malachim? Avraham was busy, completely preoccupied by serving the needs of the Malachim and taking care of everything that they needed. V'hu oymed aleim, as the pasuk says, he was standing over them. Unor de malachim vayechelu, when they ate, Avraham Avinu wasn't eating with them. He was standing there serving them. He wasn't eating. Un hat nish gegessen, is ba'em oich nish geven kekoshel bracha. Therefore, he didn't bench, and therefore there was no kaishel bracha. He didn't have a kaishel bracha to send her. The mitzvah zayich musbar. As does was them geschickt sorum for zeh kashel brachas nish given can in for neper ratznius, which is the reason that by them sending her from their kashel bracha was not in any way immodest. But in vechdeis is olam kashel brachas nish given can andere veg vitzu shikten ir from zeh kashel bracha, because in order for her to be able to have a kashel bracha, which they felt was important for the message and so on, therefore there was no other way than that they should send it, because Avraham didn't have a kashel bracha, he didn't eat. Especially that it wasn't like they handed it to her directly, nor they sent it to her through someone else. L'shager, as the word in Rashi says, l'shager, to send it to her, not to hand it to her. So therefore, it wasn't considered heipach atznius. It was the only way to do it. The mechamish l'mikra oiber is a talmud mamulach kenach habazog. But this 5-year-old boy that Rashi is talking to, if he is a gifted student, he could still ask the question. Asoras nema fuzeya kashel bracha is fartnish kentsnius b'shleimus. That for Sora to take, to drink from another man's wine, still there was no other choice, but it still seems inappropriate to some degree. The Fazak Rashi, Omer Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. That's why Rashi tells us who was the one that said it. It was Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. What does that draw our attention to? Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina zoktim ben sechta brachas. In sechta brachas, Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina says, Sha'isha makeres ba'erchim yosef in a'ish. That he says, the woman understands she has a better sense of the guest and who they are and what type of people they are than the man of the house. A woman understands better about the guests. Well, pizes verstandig, so according to this we can understand. In this case too, Asara the Kent as the Orchim Zayin Nishkin Pashto mentioned. Sara understood, she sensed that these people, these three people, are not ordinary people. And that to accept the wine that was sent to her from these people, which are different. She didn't know maybe directly that they're angels, but they knew that she knew that they were something special. Is das nicht kaninu von Ebechatznias? Therefore, she understood that this would not be construed as immodest, because they were very special people. They're not ordinary people, even though Avraham was dealing with them as ordinary people, even less as Arabs that worshipped the sand on their feet and so on. So Rashi quotes the name of Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina to explain even more how it is that Asara accepted the wine that they sent. La'achre kolanal, but after, even after all this, felt nachbir, there still needs to be more explanation, because hagam take as the dry time and bestiras alazeh. Even though these three explanations, according to the way we explained it, are not in any way contradictory to each other, they all point to the fact that she was a tsanua, and that they don't, and none of them says anything different. Und der Rebbe kemen zogen, as mitten zogen, ayi sora, haben der Malachim gemeint, alle drei Teimen, and therefore, it's logical to say that when they said, where is she, they meant all three reasons. They're not three different reasons, because they all lend to each other. They meant all those reasons.
One thing was they wanted to know where to send the cup of wine. The other another reason was because they wanted to point out that she's tznua. A third reason is that it's customary, that's the etiquette that you ask, and so on. Von deswegen seien sie vor drei besondere Timen, but in the end, they still are three different reasons. Is for was schreibt Rashi in say Rashi in Ein Hemshel? So then, why does Rashi say them as one continuum? On nishu b'chol mokum v'Rashi bring kama berushim, and not as generally when Rashi brings three different explanations. Afilu ven de berushim zayin nish b'stira zalozeh. Even if the three explanations don't contradict each other, on yeder pirush van em for the shverikayt was is done in zweiten pirush. In fact, most of the time when Rashi gives three different reasons, is because one reason explains the difficulty with the other reason, and so on, supports the difficulty in the other reason. But still, zokta davar achar ukiyetzabei. But still, Rashi says this is another explanation. He separates them out into three different explanations, where here he doesn't. Is the beer in them? So the explanation here is dos was Rashi zok drei time in behem shechacha. The reason Rashi gives three different reasons as one continuum is weil es hot es haben dos gefreg drei malochen. The reason is because in this case it was three different people that asked this question, and each one for a different reason. Yeder etzaliba bazunder etam. Each one of the malochim asked the question, each one for their own reasons. Al derech pirush Rashi b'tchilas ha-parsha, similar to what Rashi says at the beginning of this parsha, as ein malach echad oiser shtei shlichus, that one malach does not two different jobs, and therefore each one asked for the issue that he was dealing with. Is yet on yet a time is negeya blois to ein malach, and each reason, as Rashi explains them, was pertained to one of the malachim. If tzishikne b'keishul baracha is genug ein malach to send her a cup of blessing, that was one angel. You don't need all three to send her. V'imen zetes by yeder keishul bracha, as is true for any keishul bracha. The person who made the bracha or that drank from that wine sends the cup. It's not a whole bunch of people sending a keishul bracha. It's a person. If lishul b'achsanya is genug azei malach zofreg b'shem kulam, to ask the etiquette, the courtesy of asking how is your wife, how is your husband, you also only need one person. You don't need a chorus of three people asking that question. And also, in order to endear her to Avram, was also one person asks the question to bring out the point. So therefore, each one of the malachim asked the question for reasons of his own in order to explain a different reason, and that's why Rashi brings them as one continuous explanation, because that's in fact what happened. Each one of the malachim asked the question for his reasons. Yud Gimel, the beer in them was Rashi zokt as the klal kol magam shekosav ksav rub al nekuda had gezokt Rav Shimon ben Elazar. What is the reason that Rashi tells us the author or the one that said that wherever the writing is more than the dotted, or the dotted is more than the writing, and so on? The klal, as when the nekuda is roba laksava tadarish nekuda, this rule that where the dotted letters are more than the written letters, the undotted letters, you focus on the dotted letters, made nishtha shells in the pirish aposhut. It doesn't mean to uproot the simple meaning of the word, like in this case, Elov. Especially according to the simple meaning that the word Elov, of course, is meant to be read as Elov, because Rashi focuses on Pshudushal Mikra. What does it mean? Nor, as noisiv to Pirush HaPosha, that in addition to the simple meaning of the word, where the dotted letters are part of a full word, the dotted letters also sort of, they bring out another word within this word. So the simple reading of the word is Elov. They asked him, Avram, where is Sarah? But since there are dotted letters which make up a new word, Ayoy, where is he? In other words, they asked Sarah, where is he? Thus haste, as the Isis Hamanukodus of Benidin Didan Isis Alav Yudvav. In other words, in this case, for instance, the dotted letters have two. There are two points here. Number one, they are a part of the word Elov, Umitzadem Inyan Zainid Isis Aleph Yud Vav Menuchat Blois Al Tofel. And therefore, since the word Elov means has a different meaning than Ayoy, and you're meant to read the word Elov as the word Elov, so the dotted letters are only secondary to the full context of the word Elov. Vala der Ikev from word Elov to Avram is the Lamed, because in this case, the Aleph Yud Vav are not meant to be emphasized in the simple meaning of the word Elov. The Lamed is the focus. Elov, the Lamed, changes it from where is he to they asked him. So the Lamed becomes the dominant letter in this word Elov. Number two, the second point, Avard, Inyam Bifnei Atzmai, Ayoy. There is another word within the context of the word Elov, which is Ayoy, and you're meant to understand what the word Ayoy is also. So the word Elov in this case has two meanings. The Lamed brings out that it means they asked him, and the other three letters bring out that they asked her, where is he? Frekta ben Chamesh Lemikra. So the five-year-old asks the question of Ezra Talmud Mamulach, if he is a gifted child. How could you say that the dotted letters, which are the majority of the letters in the word Elov, and they are also meant to be focused on, we're meant to read it as the word Ayoy. How could they be in the simple understanding of the word Elov? How are the three dotted letters meant to be secondary to the Lamed, which is only one letter? How could the three letters be secondary to a one letter, which is a Lamed, to give it the simple meaning of Elov? So this question Rashi comes to answer. The mitzvah is the klal shenakuda rabba laksav atadir shenakuda had gezok rav shumim and alozer, by telling us who is the one that gave this rule that even though the dotted letters are more than the written letters, the simple reading is still meant to focus on the minority of the letters, which is the lamed. Rav shumim and alozer zokte mesechta beitzah. This same Rav Shimon Elozer tells us in Masechta Beitza, Memale Isha Kol Atanu Pas, Mipnei Shapas Nefa Yofa Bizman Shatanu Moli, that a woman is allowed to fill up a full oven of bread, because when the oven is full of bread and there's no empty space, not too much empty space in the oven, the bread bakes better. What is the context? It's talking about whether a woman is baking on Yom Tov, and for Yom Tov she only needs one loaf of bread for this day, for today, but she bakes a full oven full of bread when she's only going to be using one bread for Yom Tov. The rest will be eaten the next day. She's allowed to do it. Why? She's allowed to bake a full oven of bread in order to reduce the open space in the oven, so that the bread that she does need for today will come out better. It'll be baked better. So in other words, it is servicing Yom Tov. She is baking a full oven of bread for Yom Tov. Why? Because the bread that she's going to use today will come out better if she fills up the whole oven. So therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov for that reason. Zetman. So we see from this halacha, as later Rav Shimon ben Elozer verta ribu from pas a tofel to aim pas. It comes out that a whole oven full of breads, let's say 10 breads, become secondary to this one loaf of bread which is going to be used today. That's exactly what we're saying. She's baking one loaf of bread, but needs to put in 10 loaves in order to make this one loaf better. Al derech zeh b'nidan didan, and the same thing is true in this case. Drei oisis, aleph yud vav, that the three letters, aleph yud vav of the word elov, zayin atofel, zum lamed, becomes secondary to the lamed, which is the dominant letter, because that brings the simple meaning of the word out. And the other three letters could be subservient, as we see from Rav Shimon Elozer over there. Punyena shel Teres v'Pirush Rashi, to explain the inner meaning of this Rashi. B'shasa id betracht sich, as the zman v'sageit v'hem avek eif Teira mitzvahs, when a person comes to realize that the time that he spends in his life, that the time that he spends on Teira mitzvahs, is b'kamas l'koponim as man mu'ut, at least in hours and minutes and so on, it's less than you spend on other things, non-mit Teira mitzvahs things. The reif hazman geit b'hem avek, most of the time is spent eating, drinking, sleeping. You have a job that you go to. Which is your own non-Torah mitzvahs activities. So a person becomes depressed. That there is such a big, open, empty space in my life. Makom ponif and Torah mitzvahs, a place that is devoid of Torah mitzvahs, because I'm busy 8 hours a day on my job. I'm busy 8 hours a night sleeping. And how much time do I spend on Torah mitzvahs? So most of my day is spent on emptiness. So the lesson here comes, that if you do your divrei reshus, even your own personal activities, you do them in order to serve Hashem, they are no longer considered to be personal matters. Nor ze veren nor atofels and Torah mitzvahs. They become secondary to the Torah mitzvahs which they are meant to serve. Similar to the halacha that a woman can fill up a whole oven full of bread in order to service one bread. Even though on Yom Tov you're allowed to do only those things which you need in order to be for Yom Tov, to eat on Yom Tov. Violet the ganze taner pas, because what happens is the entire oven full of bread, since the bread is being put in there in order that the one bread that is meant for Yom Tov should become better, vertera Yom Tov dike pas. So all those breads become holiday serving pas bread. When the chol latanur is ungefilled nishmit in yonim shel chayil, and the space in the oven is not filled with non yomtiv dike breads, nor mit in yonim shel yomtiv, we now consider them to be in service of yomtiv. When a person does what he does in order that the Torah mitzvahs that he does should be done better, especially that his bread, as the Torah is called bread, should be come out better. As in Lekut Torah explains about the pasuk, va'ofu es anoshim lachman betaner echad, the pasuk that says that 10 women will bake their bread in one oven. As the lechem the Torah zol zayin oizgebaken in the chamimus taner ha'ava habam is beinu shel echad. What that means is that the bread of Torah, lachmam, the bread of the women, is referring to Torah, that it should be in the heat, in the oven, meaning to say the love that is there, love expresses heat, that comes from the Izbainanus Echad, that when you're Tanur Echad, the warmth that comes to a person from contemplating the Echad, the unity of Hashem. Vertus damals v'loshna Rambam, so then this person becomes, as the Rambam says, when it's done for the sake of Torah mitzvahs, that you should be able to use everything that you do in your personal life in order to make your Torah mitzvahs better. So then everything that you do in personal life, like the Rambam says, even when you're doing business, even when you're sleeping, it becomes a sleep that is there in order to serve Hashem. And oivid b'chol ma'asecho and b'chol derechecho, that somebody who serves Hashem in a way that whatever he does and all of his ways, even with the lower elements of what he has to do in his daily business, because working with the lower elements is the ultimate purpose of the creation of the world. Last is lo yizbarach dira b'tachtenim dafke, that to make a place for Hashem even in the lower elements. as he explains at length in Samach Vov, from Kvod Gerus Anur Nishmas Eidnev, which comes from the Rebbe Rashab, was the Shabbos Kedush Zayin Yema letters that the Vayera is always close to Chof Cheshvan, which is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. Und das wird a khone kreve zum zman wenn wenn wir nicht darfen ankommen zu afia, and this will prepare the way for a time which is coming soon when there will be no need to bake anymore. Well, I see that Israel should take the glucose glimilas, because that Israel will produce finished bread, finished cakes, and the finished garments. You won't have to do the work in order to make it so. But this Mashiach Tzidkenu, this will happen when Mashiach comes, but Karu Mamash speedily in our days.